Hi Daddy, been a minute. I had a one-on-one talk, maybe not that long, because I had cried the other day about Ife and this whole job issue. Anyways, I guess I missed writing because I think I liked it when I first started. So I'm sure you already know why I'm writing this, because I still like to say that I think Hazy is pretty smart and he actually gets what's happening and what I want to achieve. So I'll just get right into the letter, although I'm not sure it will be a love letter, but more of a confused outburst of how I can't get off the carousel of this confusion of life, career, relationship, amongst other things. So here it goes. Hi Daddy, I'm pretty pissed, angry, confused, sad at the fact that I always end up here, like back to square one, with little or no funds, no career paths, no purpose in sight, and you just like watching me fail, because I have spent a long time praying and asking you to lead me and how I want my purpose and career to align. You obviously have known every step I'll take even before I get to the situation, and yet, even after I have said and completely given you the go-ahead to use any means necessary to get me back on track, I still feel lost, alone, and abandoned. You already know the type of parents you gave me and how I struggled, still struggling, to have the father-daughter relationship with you, and yet, all I get is the same treatment from you as I have gotten from the earthly father you gave me. It's been a crazy couple of months. Yes, the word you gave my friends was a future one, asking me to trust that all will be revealed, but you know the type of daughter you have. I want to understand it all, even if it's not all panning out as I'd hoped. I'd still like to know why. And yet, that might take away the ability to trust you, as it seems you're planning to build in me. But you know I have trust issues. It will take time, so why not just give me something to hold on to, so that it's a bit easy for me. I know I didn't listen with Ife and the many signs, with everybody warning me and admonitions and leading up to the build up to stay away from him and other shenanigans. Well, I'd like to be the center of attention for reasons we both know. And interestingly, is the fact to ask if I just viewed things differently with regards to attention as a proof of love. Anyways, I can't continue drowning and obsessing about men, but then again, I don't have a career or purpose to obsess about. However, thank you for bestie. Thank you for not letting me starve, I think, for the people you've given me. Thank you for GNSU. Maybe not everyone personally, but everyone generally. I might have a particular view of what it looks like to have you in my corner, so I may need to adjust my expectations. Listening to Morning Devotions and the song sang on Sunday by CCW, you did not create me to worry. I realized that even though I'm going through it mentally, I'm still okay. And people see a glow that I can't explain. But Bestie said that it makes sense because I'm not stressed, or rather, there's nothing stressing me work-wise. And all I do is wake up, eat what's ever is available, and sleep majorly. This is really long, and I might actually just put it up eventually, but I want to tell you how hard it is to trust you completely. And it is not because I don't want to, but I think the human experience might have shadowed a lot, because I love everyone as it pleases me and directly affects me. But sitting down, well, I'm lying down. All I deeply want is not to fail you, not to end up in front of you without fulfilling all that you have created me for, career, purpose, even in my relationships. I know I take everything deeply, and being vulnerable with you is very hard. Being vulnerable in anything is also hard. I don't know how to be weak, or more like, I don't want to be weak. I don't want you to see me weak, and I know it doesn't make sense because you see all, but I think when Izzy Stevens said she believes in certain things, so it makes them count. So yeah, maybe that's me not wanting to show you how weak I am, or showing anyone else, therefore it doesn't count. Smiling now, I think it's a pretty long short, but Alex Kurev wrote almost 5 postcard pages to Meredith when he left in Grey's Anatomy. I don't know the purpose of this letter, and I may want to cry watching short snippets of Station 19, but then again, all this drama is a lot, and I want to trust you deeply and believe wholeheartedly that your plans for me are good, and you will bring me to an expected end that only you know. I want to, but I don't know that I can on my own, and I don't know how to, and I guess it also plays in my relationships with people. Yeah, it's quite a lot. I don't know what else to write, but I hope that all I have been through and may go through will help a lot of people know that they are not alone, and how or what they feel is not alien, and that they really, really are not alone. I hope I'm vulnerable enough to speak about my fears and how I overcame them to others, so they at least know that there is someone out there doing what they can or can't do, and just basically helping. The world is moving fast and I feel left behind. But then again, you have times and seasons in your hands. Just thinking of Blessing and how he kept holding my hand the other day, and how I just wanted to ask what he did. He wasn't in that emotional space, being an emotional wreck, because a whole lot had happened. I don't know the importance of that right now, but it popped in my head and I thought to tell you about it. Writing this letter has made me realize the foundational issues and somehow answered certain questions about this season where I'm at, and how I am to sit still and let everything hidden to me be revealed, so that I can't walk on them, and when the spotlight that I so badly want to be comes on, I'm ready to stand and face. I hope I'm ready, and I look forward to standing with my head up high, and I see myself going to talk with the young ones, sharing about all I have been through and all that I had passed through and probably still passing through at that time. Either ways, it's quite a great view, and most importantly, may have to do with Mother of Nations. And I honestly can't wait, because in my subconscious and consciousness, I know that the plans you have for me are good. So if it's not good yet, it's either it's not you or you're not done. Recalling now how my favorite pastor has said that what the devil offers is a little compared to what you have in store for me, I think I needed to write this down, and I'm glad Abby brought it up. It wouldn't be bad to marry an Igbo man who is so loud to you and gets a lot of the key things. Anyways, I'm done with my letter to you now, and I'm looking forward to every other thing that comes after. I look forward to all the things you have planned for me. I really do love you. And I know that you love me deep down in me. I know that. And you want all the good things. And I also want all that you want for me. However, I can't help but say one last time that it is hard to trust you to help me. So help me with this part. Help me see. Help me know that even if I am weak in you, I have the strength of the Avengers combined in one. And even more, that you love me and your love covers me up even to the tips of my hair. I look forward to talking to you. Signed, Love's Love.